Blog Talk Radio.
Educational radio show, and this is your host Sadia Ijaz, and I'm sorry about being late, and I'm also sorry about missing last week's show. I was just a bit too busy, and that week was really crazy for me. But anyways, I hope everyone had a great Halloween last night. I had a lot of fun, and today I will actually be talking about the government shutdown that we had last month, and before I begin, I wanted to say that guests can call in any time to ask questions or join the discussion at 347-633-9225. But to contact New Heights for questions or information, you can email us at newheights@yahoo.com or you can call us at 419-786-0247. So like I said before, today we will be talking about the government shutdown. And it was a big deal for the people with jobs that worked for the government. Although if it was me or you, we probably didn't feel any difference or see any effect that changed our way every day. But a lot was done, and it is important to read into what is going on in the government and to know what your country is doing. It was new news for me because I have never heard of such thing as a government shutdown before it happened. I actually never heard of it, and I didn't know what it was until it actually happened. So it was a new experience. So I wondered what caused this situation to appear, and I wanted to know what was the cause of this. And so I read up an article by Huffington Post, and it said that Congress must pass the fiscal federal budget for the fiscal federal year of October 1st to September 30th. This is achieved when the House and Senate come to an agreed-upon budget and send it to the President for his signature or veto. If POTUS, or President of the United States, vetoes, both houses may overrule him with a two-thirds vote in each house. Currently, the House, Republican-controlled, is offering their budget to the Senate, Democratic-controlled, to be approved, which would hypothetically go to POTUS, the President of the United States. And it is hypothetically because the SD, the Senate, does not agree with that House of Representatives budget, and the HR does not agree with the SD's budget, so nothing will go to the President. Even though the President agrees with the SD and would sign their budget, the House will not agree to it, so it will never reach the President's desk. The reason the budget will have so much to do with this is that the Affordable Care Act, also known as ACA, or also known as Obamacare, will require funding from the federal budget from this coming fiscal year. So the version of the federal budget would defund the ACA, thus rendering it lame. The SD's budget would fund it through the federal budget and rendering the ACA active. The reason that the HRs and SDs cannot agree is that the HRs are using the power of budget approval to stall the budget so that they make sure their constituents that they're doing everything in their power will to stall the ACA, as a majority of Republicans disagree with the provisions of the ACA. So the shutdown did not occur for 17 years, and it last happened when President Clinton was in office, and it remained for 26 days, almost a month, although this one that we had this year was only lasted for 12 days. So to also know some of the facts about this shutdown, I would like to say, depending on if you go by fiscal year 2014 or the already past fiscal year 2013, only between 13% and 17% of the U.S. federal government is shut down. Since 400,000 federal workers are presently furloughed, only 10% of the government's workforce is at home. So it's not very much. I expected, I thought it would be more, but I guess the ones that are emergency, like the police or the home, they keep, the schools, they keep them open. The Republican-controlled House of Representatives passed back pay for all furloughed workers. The Senate has slowed passage of this bill. Also, the House of Representatives passed exempting the National Institutes of Health, which performs such services as treating children with cancer, from the so-called shutdown. The Senate Democrats blocked the measure. Also, only 33 of 197 Democrats voted to restore funding for veterans, and only 34 of 197 Democrats voted to return spending discretion to the Capital District. Also, only 22 of 197 Democrats voted to restore funding to the National Park Service, including the Smithsonian Institution, the National Gallery of Art, and the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum. Also, despite this, the Obama administration blocked World War II vets and numerous other Americans from seeing their memorials, while the Democrats hosted a rally in support of illegal immigration on Capitol Hill. Number nine, the U.S. is likely already over the debt limit, according to Treasury Direct. The public debt is $47 billion over the $16.7 trillion limit. And no, we did not default. 10, the debt ceiling has been raised 53 times and during 27 standoffs. Various conditions have been placed on increasing the credit line of the U.S. government. Lastly, Obamacare adds trillions to the debt, does not necessarily allow people to keep their doctors or their funds, and drives up insurance premiums for many families across the United States. This unpopular law is the main funding item of contention between the two parties. So it was a pretty big deal because it was something that has been passed and then it was being defended again. And it is really important to explain to children what is going on and why it's happening, and so that they don't find it really strange or they don't, panic if it does happen when they are older and they know some information that it did happen when they were a bit younger. And also that the children can learn so much from this, and this can help in the future if they go into the government and know what they can do right and avoid any situations like this to help the country. So this is it for today's episode, and next week's episode will be on how to put up with bad behavior with children. This is very important because children, although it's not a really big deal, but sometimes it can be a bit trouble, or sometimes even the way you handle their behavior can affect the way they, behave in school and also affect their learning. So it is, I think it's a big deal, and it also depends on how the parent treats their children and how tolerate their behavior will affect their life. So I'm looking forward to that episode, so tune in next time, and thank you for listening.
rain.